The 23rd Psalm. I saw a take on the psalm a while ago, and it struck me as a little bit unusual. But it kept coming back to me. I kept feeling as if it had some meaning to it. And I have been thinking about it for some time. And I don't remember who wrote this specific take on this. I couldn't find where I had gotten it from, but I do want to give credit to whoever it was. A little background. King David wrote the 23rd Psalm. King David also worked as a shepherd. He loved the metaphor of seeing God or our Lord as a shepherd. A shepherd's job is to take care of its flock, keeping them safe, calm, nourished, and happy. And I guess that's kind of the idea that God has for us as well. Now, what I've done is I've added some of my own thoughts to what were just typically one or two word responses in this particular take on the psalm. And again, you can follow along on the front of your bulletin here. The Lord is my shepherd. Their response was that this is a relationship, which got me to thinking about what type of relationship I have with God. He is very important in my life, and I feel that God has been there for me when I needed Him. He prods and guides me through me attending worship and reading of the Bible. Does He prod you? I shall not want. Their response was supply and demand. For me, no, it's not just real estate. But our Lord does give us everything we need. Spiritual comfort, air to breathe, love to feel, and rules to live by. Do you personally ever stop and think about if you demand more from Him? Have you ever prayed and expected the answer that you were looking for? So does He give you what you need? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This individual said, well, that's rest. Which got me to thinking, which I know is dangerous. Do I take the time to enjoy where I live? Do I take for granted the great resources that we have here in our area, the metro parks, our city, our state, our country? We as a nation have many green pastures to enjoy, but do we really take the time to rest and enjoy them? We're all very busy, but at some point we do need to slow down. And actually, that's the reason I'm here guest preaching today, because John is sort of lying down in green pastures himself. It is a much needed rest for him. Which got me to thinking, too, that we are so blessed as a congregation by the gifts that John provides to us. He leadeth me beside still waters. Now they say that's refreshment. What came to mind for me was thinking about how many times a day I turn the water off and on because I'm thirsty. Do you do that? Do you do that with your faith? Turn it off and on when you need it, or only when you need it. Water is a very precious resource that cannot be abused. We have to use it every day. We live in an area that has an abundant source. Have you ever gone down to our great Lake Erie for some refreshment? If you're like me and my bride, we can't wait to get to a beach and get into the water. And that's the way we calm down. He restoreth my soul. They say, now that's healing. And yes, healing is a process. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes you have to go through other problems to realize that God was moving you in the right direction all along. I feel that He's in my soul. It's part of me. I'm not perfect by any means, but I do think about where He is in my life. And I do try to give that to others as well. I'm not ashamed of my faith. I'm very proud of where I worship, and I like to tell others about this church and my church family. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. They say that's guidance. Boy, do I need that. I do have several people in my life that I seek guidance from, as well as what God offers me. I don't always use the advice that I seek, but hey, that's a whole other sermon. However, I do try to live to please God. I do ask myself how I can help others to do so. So I guess what I do speaks more than what I say. For His name's sake. They say that's purpose. Well, Jesus had a purpose, and He fulfilled it through His ministry and His death. And I do often ask myself, what is my purpose? Now, I do joke a lot, as many of you know, and I joke a lot with people that I work with and that do know me well. And I always say that when I pass, it's going to say in my headstone, hey, at least He made us laugh. Because I know they're going to miss me. But that's all in fun. It's not my real purpose. I feel that we're all on a journey to seek God's purpose. We will experience hard times, detours, disappointments, and successes. However, I do feel at times I still need to make people smile and be happy. So for me, taking time to give a sermon is fulfilling some of my purpose in life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What kind of a test is that? You know, we are tested every day with things in our lives that can make or break us or a situation. How do you handle those tests? There are times of trial in all of our lives. And how we overcome them and how we endure and handle them, I feel, is paramount. Is it through prayer? Through attending church? Through talking with family and friends? I'd like to think that when I'm tested, that I rely on what I know is right and wrong, and I base my decision, good or bad, on what I know. Have I made mistakes? Yeah, you betcha. However, I know that I am forgiven. I will fear no evil. The writer says protection. I feel if you have a solid relationship with your faith and believe that there is a higher power, then fear and anticipation over the unknown just won't exist. Believing in His word will give us the strength to know that there is life in His kingdom. For Thou art with me. This is faithfulness, is their comment. I believe he's with me. Do you? Okay. Now for those of you that know that I always usually slip a song into a sermon, here we go. Have you ever heard of the song by Carrie Underwood, Jesus Take the Wheel? It's about a young woman who's driving with her baby in a car during bad weather, stormy, icy, hard to see. And she's carrying the weight of the world on her as she's driving, thinking about all the difficult times she's having and has had, struggling with how to get things done, how is she going to cope, how she feels, defeated, downtrodden, lonely. Then she lets go of the steering wheel because she can't take it anymore. Throws up her hands and says, Jesus, take the wheel. It's a very powerful song. If you've never heard it, YouTube, Carrie Underwood, Jesus, take the wheel. It's great. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The response was that this is discipline. Now, traditionally, shepherds carry a long staff with a hook on it, shepherd's hook, and they used it to ward off danger to their sheep, to prod and guide them in the right direction. Because after all, sheep have small brains. This is God's discipline for us. He protects and guides us here on earth until we meet him in heaven. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The writer said this is hope. To me, that was an interesting line of the psalm, because to me it implied that having a party or a dinner with people who don't like you. Our Lord tells us not to act or behave as others would want us to, but to be ourselves. Whether someone likes what we do or say really isn't any of our business. Does it hurt sometimes? Yes. But does it define us? No, it shouldn't. We need to live as the Bible asks us to. Not to worry about what others think. Be faithful and strong, and then the rest takes care of itself. Thou anointest my head with oil. A writer says that this is consecration. For me, giving of myself to our Lord. The privilege of participating in the breaking of bread and the drinking of cup. Being a part of this church, serving others through being an elder within our organization, giving back to my church family and to my community. For me, I feel there's something holy about going through that process. My cup runneth over. A writer said that that's abundance. No, but I believe that sometimes we have to go out and look for what to be grateful for. It just doesn't come to us sometimes. Like an unanswered prayer, a new job offer, a new friend. Times when you're overwhelmed with life, but yet so grateful. Now, right now, my cup runneth over. I've got a wonderful bride, two wonderful adult sons, one married with a great daughter-in-law there, the other to be married with a lovely woman coming into our family and his life. They have great families, we share a lot of fun together in fellowship. I have a great career. I feel a fantastic church and a church family. So what more do I need? What more do you need? So yes, my cup does run out. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What a blessing. And I wish that for you as well. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. They say that's security. But not just on Sunday mornings. Weave your beliefs and your faith into your weekdays and your Saturdays too. Then I think you'll have a sense of being and being loved by God, family, friends, forever. They say that's for eternity. You know, God's love is limitless. Accept it. Allow it in your life. Share it with others. Because we are all here to make the world a better place. And I think the power of this prayer may be due in part to the fact that millions of people over several thousand years have been saying it. However, I also think that it's a very profound statement of the process that we as human beings go through as we cope and heal and learn at different levels. So I'd like to offer to you that if this prayer seems helpful, use it. Use it often. Learn to appreciate that when you truly embrace the concept of God as your shepherd and guide, that you'll be protected and helped in ways that you cannot imagine.